For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A fire NATO that ripped through the mountain town of Paradise destroyed everything in its wake. Only three roads lead up the mountain to the town, and the gridlock caused many people to burn alive in their cars. KOVR TV reporter Jan McGraw.
When they say Paradise is lost, it's because next to everything is gone. We're talking everyone's home, almost every elementary school. There's one elementary school still standing, but three others destroyed, the middle school, the high school.
Tisha Arroyo and her grandfather decided to stay behind.
I've been trying to get them to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
So far, 10 people were found dead. In Southern California near Malibu, the Woolsey Fire has caused 250,000 people to evacuate. Two people have died in that blaze. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The ACLU is among civil rights groups that have filed a federal lawsuit over President Trump's restrictions blocking migrants from asylum if they cross into the U.S. illegally. The president's proclamation says migrants who enter the U.S. illegally through the southern border will be ineligible for asylum and cites the caravan of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico toward the U.S. But the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights are seeking an injunction against the policy, calling it illegal. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy said, now that they have control of the House, it's time to work together with Republicans who still maintain control of the Senate.
Congressional Republicans have a choice to make now. Continue down their path of sabotage or work with Democrats to lower health care costs and expand access to quality care.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Disney is preparing to add something familiar to their theme parks. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Walt Disney Company's chief exec Robert Iger says the new Star Wars-themed lands at its theme parks in Florida and California will be the biggest attractions that company's ever built. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Iger told Disney investors on Thursday that demand to visit those new attractions that will be built next year could be dramatically high and that managing that demand will be a challenge. Those themed areas called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, again, will open in 2019 at Disney's Hollywood Studios Park in Florida and Disneyland in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The fall by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her Supreme Court office on Wednesday, which broke her ribs, brought a greater awareness to the problem. John Clemens reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports every second of every day an older adult falls, causing the loss of life to 27,000 Americans. The CDC also reports falls account for 7 million others being injured, with an estimated cost of $31 billion for treatments paid for with annual Medicare costs. With more than 10,000 Americans turning 65 each day, the number of fall-related reports of loss of life and injuries will continue to surge unless preventive measures are taken. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.